Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is a special guest, actually. His name is Jack Mishkin, who is an expert carpet designer. How you doing, Jack?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. And I understand you're on this part of the world. I know you live on the West Coast, and you have an operation here in Georgia. One of the questions I wanted to ask you, is your house safe from all these fires in California?
My house is safe. The fires are northeast of me.
Okay.
And I hear they're starting to get some control over them, so that's good.
That is good. Well, for those that don't know you, and that's probably few, but you were the founder of Bentley Carpet, which later became Bentley Print Street, and then you moved over to Monterey, and you grew that business, and almost everything you've touched has been successful, and now you have your own business. You have basically two product lines. You have J. Mish, which is a line of upper-end wool products. And then you have Prince Street House and Home, which is a nylon line of products, primarily for the residential market. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So the first question I was going to ask, with this economy the way it is and the fact that you do focus on the upper end of the market, what's the landscape out there for that piece of the market?
Well, the upper end has been hit the hardest.
Yeah.
And therefore, there aren't as many customers buying expensive carpet today. Having said that, there are customers, and I don't think their taste has changed, but in many cases, their budgets have changed. So they're not always going to find the same exact carpet selection in the lower budget that they would in the higher-end budgets. But, you know, in this day and age, the people that are left, most of them do a fine job and design pretty things. I think that there's a lot of pretty things out there to buy.
When it comes to the wool market, aren't we seeing a movement toward, I guess, more consumers are interested, or we're seeing more volume in wool now, aren't we?
We are seeing more volume in wool today than we've ever seen before. One of the things that has happened is that some of the larger mills have introduced wool products that had not been out there before, and even other niche players have continued to bring out more and more products. So the more wool product there is, and the more education there is, both with the consumer and at the retail level, the more wool there will be bought. And I think we have created more demand for wool.
Mm-hmm. Is it an economic situation, because wool relative to other fibers is more affordable, or is it sustainability, or is it a combination? What do you think is driving it?
Mostly styling is driving it, because there's a certain look and feel that you can get with wool products that you simply can't get with nylon or polyester products. And you know, when the light hits it, the colors read differently. And when you feel it and touch it, it's different. So it is different. Wool is more expensive. The raw material is more expensive than nylon.
Okay. And when you're talking, since you sell both, and when you're talking to a designer and she's actually asking you for a recommendation, how do you know whether to recommend a wool or a nylon to a prospective customer?
Well, you always want to be a solutions provider. Mm-hmm. And you always want to find out what the true needs are and where in the home or the home office this is going to be used. And from there, you try to recommend specific products due to their requirements.
Okay. Is nylon a safer bet due to its stain resistance? Is that one of the factors?
You know, you might think so, but wool actually cleans up as well or better than nylon does. Just think of it as if you got a stain on your shirt, mm-hmm. or your wool shirt or a wool suit that a man owns, and you send it to the cleaners, and it cleans up extremely well. Well, the same goes for carpet. The wool also has tremendous stretch characteristics and bounce back characteristics, much more than the man-made fibers, and therefore it recovers much more gracefully and much more fully than nylon or polyester recovers. You can have a dent from a piece of furniture and if you work on it with a vacuum, let it breathe, it'll come back,
mm-hmm.
Even more so than nylon does because of the elasticity of the fiber.
All right. Well, you know, floor focus is kind of coined where we are, this end of the age of extravagance, at least for the next period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think there's going to be a change in what consumers are looking for as we enter this period?
I think whenever there's a major recession, and this is the worst one to hit in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
People get more conservative. So and their budgets go down. So again, you know, if your budget goes down, you walk into a store, whether it's a showroom or a retail store, and you start looking around and they start quoting your prices, based on the price category, you're going to possibly end up with more nylon products than wool products. Because
mm-hmm.
most wool is going to sell at the retail for $60 and up,
okay.
whereas there's a whole slew of nylons that are well below that.
Right.
So, you know, it's limiting by the cost of the fiber and the price point.
Well, tell me what's the latest news with J. Misch and Prince Street House and Home?
Well, Prince Street House and Home just brought out a classic tweed cut and loop product called Vintage Tweed,
mm-hmm.
which is very reminiscent of men's suiting material. It looks like a wool heather, even though it's nylon, and it's due to the fact that we have several different barber pole yarns in there, and they take the dye differently, and we construct it with both cut and loop, so it has tone-on-tone shading within all of that. So you've got color shading and texture shading, and it's very, very elegant.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing very well with that nylon introduction. And then what we did on the wool side in general is over the last several months, we've introduced a custom creations program. We actually have a book out which shows 10 different custom wool products that you can custom color for your home.
I think I may have seen that. Yeah, you actually can put borders and actually kind of assemble something. Is that right?
Well, we can do that. Well, that's another thing that we've done. But the custom creations program is actually 10 standard custom products that you can custom color for mm-hmm. 50 yards or more,
mm-hmm.
and we've done quite well with that. And then yes, we've introduced a new rug program where we have standardized sampling in that, so you can see what the rugs look like. And they have borders on them, and they all coordinate with the colors and the textures with each other. And our rug business has doubled overnight with it, and so that's been good for our customers and for us.
All right. And since, you know, our primary audience is the trade, if somebody's interested in perhaps picking up your line of goods, I know you've got a website, which I believe is jmisch.com, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. And you do sell primarily through retailers and designers.
Well, we sell both through the showroom and through retail. The retailers would have our brand on it, and the, you know, decorator supply showrooms usually just have private label, the showroom brand on it.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, Jack, it's good to catch up with you. What is your prediction on when we might start to see a little bit more activity out there for your sector?
We've seen an uptick starting a few weeks ago, and we feel an uplift in activity right now.
No, that's good.
Both in terms of activity and jobs that we're working on, and in orders. So, I think we're going to have a much better fall than we had. You know, August was not a good month for anybody that I've spoken to, but
right.
September already feels much, much better. So.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking to Jack Mishkin, who is the owner of J. Misch and also sells a line of nylon carpets called Prince Street House and Home, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.